This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Monday through Friday. From 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'm here live. Don't forget the Washington Journal with Harrison Smith. This excellent, informative, amazing guest. Harrison's a really smart guy and a lot of clips and callers. That is 8 a.m. Central, Infowars.com/show. And then War Room, 3 p.m. Needs your introduction. Owen Schroyer. I had a lot of fun on Owen's show yesterday. I'll just leave it at that. Now, let's look at these headlines for Jimmy Kimmel here because I know he's going to watch this later. Hey, Jimmy, here's Yahoo News. Jimmy Kimmel says unvaccinated people shouldn't get ICU beds in his return to late night. You mean deny people medical care, murder people. You don't know why they can't take a shot. You don't care. You don't care about all the medical reasons. Just kill them. And then he goes on to call me the Sandy Hook denier. You know, they're the ones that constantly say Sandy Hook didn't happen in my name and say that I built my operation off that when I barely ever talked about it. No, these people all glommed onto me because we're famous and we're fighting tyranny to connect me to dead kids at Sandy Hook so that nobody even knows that Adam Lanza killed him. People think I killed him. So again, another cheap trick by him. Jimmy Kimmel returns. Blast Alex Jones over ivermectin endorsement. Choice of beverages. And that's the weird thing about liberals, especially the trendies that moved to Austin. They don't know my family founded Texas. I've had family in Waterloo. That's what Austin's called since 1820. I'm not a territorial guy. They just flipped out. It was trending. Jones is drinking Topo Chico. I've been drinking Topo Chico for 35 years since I first found it in Austin stores from Mexico. And I like Topo Chico Lime. And I didn't know you worship it and you think it's yours and it really freaked you out. And now it's on Jimmy Kimmel. But that's the type of idiotic stuff these people obsess on. I wish you knew more about ivermectin and not Topo Chico. Because, look, ivermectin, enigmatic, multifaceted wonder drug, continues to surprise and exceed expectations. Nature.com, major study. Now is the time to use ivermectin. Tokyo Medical Association chairman recommends ivermectin to all doctors to treat COVID. 100% success rate, over 10,000 patients with their group of doctors with ivermectin early. Then he gave statistics out of Africa and India where they hand it out and they don't die of COVID. But the places that don't use it die. I mean, it's see, Jimmy, but that's just a Japanese scientist. You know, don't listen to him. Judge orders hospital to treat dying man who was in a coma on a respirator. Now he's out of the coma, but another judge has come out and said, well, you can't give him ivermectin, so he'll probably die. AP forced to issue correction on fake news about ivermectin. But that's what Jimmy Kimmel quoted right there. AP corrects ivermectin fake news. Only 2% poison calls, not 70% of the calls. And it goes on and on. Rolling Stone being a stage deal, being fake. None of it was true. Not one person was sick. Here's all the big studies. Use of ivermectin in association with lower mortality in hospitalized patients with coronavirus disease. It was already around back then. The ivermectin and COVID 2019 study. Ivermectin wonder drug from Japan. The human use perspective. That's from the NIH.gov. See that, Kim? On and on and on. Study after study. After study, after study, after study, after study, the NIH and all of it, and the media banning doctors that try to talk about it, total censorship, criminal activity. Let's finish up with Kimmel. Here it is.
So then, Sandy Hook denier / internet lunatic Alex Jones.
You know what this is? This is ivermectin for humans. It won a Nobel Prize as an antiviral. And this is inhalable, or these are the tablet steroids. So let me show you. I was going to do this anyways earlier. See this? See this, Fauci? You see this, Bill Gates? I'm going to kill those prions, you bastard murderers. You're going to hit me with a bioweapon, you monster. You want to suppress me? You want to kill me, you son of a bitch? You demon? You think I'm easy to kill? Think I'm going to roll over to your crap? No.
I've never seen someone that mad drink a Topo Chico before. Like, out of nowhere. Who would have guessed he'd wash it down with that? I would have thought maybe some kind of nacho-flavored Bang energy drink, but nope, give me a Topo Chico. I'm not the only one back at work today. Jill Biden returned to the classroom after more than a year of teaching remotely. Dr. Biden is an English professor at Northern Virginia Community College. Believe it or not, she's the first lady in history to have a full-time job while living in the White House. Meanwhile, former first lady.
All right, we'll be back, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you think it's a bad trait of Mike Lindell that he's so optimistic, that he's so positive? No. It's that type of optimism that built this country. We would have never defeated the British 250 years ago if we didn't have a lot of optimism and we didn't persevere. George Washington lost most of his major battles, but he kept fighting for 6 years and finally we won. Well, Mike Lindell has been fighting as a man in the arena and he's continuing to expose serious issues in the 2020 election. We need to keep him in the fight. Plus, he's got hundreds of incredible made in American products, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets, not just beds. And he's got up to 66% off at MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. You get the best deals. It's made in America. He's investigating the election. He's fighting the globalists. He's standing up against forced inoculations. His organization is reaching millions of people. We need to support it and support InfoWars at the same time at MyPillow.com. Promo code Alex, up to 66% off. You need these products already. They're high quality. Use promo code Alex and save big.
Raw and unfiltered. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Unspeakable evil. Fauci admitted to creating doomsday virus gain of function weapon. Should probably change that headline. I know I wrote it for the live show feed today. Unspeakable evil. Fauci admitted to creating doomsday virus gain of function weapon. Let's just add weapon or bioweapon in 2012. And I already read that document, showed you the video clips, showed you documents from a 4-year lawsuit by The Intercept. That is just incredible. I really like Greenwald. And he left The Intercept, but The Intercept still does an incredible job. FOIA released Fauci-funded coronavirus, chimeric coronavirus in Wuhan. But we just played a video of him admitting they created gain-of-function in 2012 with a, quote, doomsday flu. That video is also up on Infowars.com. I mean, this is just massive. And listen, I'm on Rand Paul because he's the only one that's done anything about this and said you should be criminally investigated. But the FBI has been basically overseeing this since Obama got in. I mean, I remember in 2006, Dr. Eric Pianka, the head of the UT biology department, who was on the UT website in his bio, this is in my film Endgame, and sent a bunch of other documentaries on pieces I did, dressed up in a druid outfit talking about Lucifer, and he said, I can't wait till airborne Ebola hits. It will soon reduce the world population by 90%. My family and I will die, but that's how we must save the earth. And then one of his graduate students attacked us in a news article and a letter to the editor. She was working at a bioweapon lab in California. And she said, Dr. Pianka's too liberal. Who can deny that all humans are parasites and must be exterminated? That's a lady working at a bioweapon lab with a crazy looking eyes on a power trip. I said, where's the FBI? Where is the FBI? I said, this guy is over a high level UT biology system where they've got weapon systems, level 4 lab in Texas on the coast in Galveston. I said, I want the FBI over there right now. A day later, two FBI agents went and talked to Pianka. Because that's what you're supposed to do when you've got a real-life 12-monkey person out there doing this. Nowadays, the FBI is investigating me, who wouldn't hurt anybody offensively. You attack me, I'll sure as hell attack you. You better believe it. But I'm not an offensive person. And I don't want to kill Fauci, even though he wants to kill us. I don't want to kill Bill Gates, even though he's killing us. I don't want to kill Klaus Schwab. I just want you to know he's killing you, And if you go kill them, it'll turn them into martyrs. I want to kill their name. I want to kill their programs. I want to kill their operations. I want to politically, peacefully shut it all down. But if they keep putting everybody in camps and putting four shots in us that make us have heart attacks and die and erase our immune system, as all the literature admits they do, at a certain point, I'm not organizing violence. I'm not going to carry out violence. I'm simply asking, are we just going to take it? Gandhi did, Jesus did, but they were leaders. Martin Luther King Jr., that was for a point. What would have Martin Luther said if white people started just going into black neighborhoods and just killing millions of black people? Would Martin Luther King have said, oh, turn the other cheek to that? No. He had most of the white people on his side. White people have been trying to get rid of that crap forever. It was a minority of whites and others that were doing that. And so he knew to take the billy clubs, take the police dogs, take the water cannons, so that everybody would see that it was wrong, just like Gandhi did. They were all learning from Christ. But when it's all done through propaganda and apps and locking you down and all this, we better fight like hell politically now and peacefully now, so it doesn't get to a point that Churchill talked about where you don't even have a chance of winning, but it's better to die on your feet than die on your knees as a slave where they take your time with you. Because, look, they've organized rebellions and programmed people that a rebellion is burning police cars and breaking Starbucks windows. Starbucks has private agreements with the Antifa. The documents have come out where they pre-target. They say, here's where you're allowed to attack. And those big corporations have sponsorships letting them do it. That's come out. So that when the actual war starts, you go knock out Starbucks windows. No, no, no. If a physical war starts, if you go kill cops, they want you to. So when things collapse, they'll bring in their outside police. The police aren't who you want to kill. The military isn't who you want to kill. You wouldn't even want to go out and face the warriors down head up. That's not what rebels do. That's not what guerrilla warfare is. You go after the leadership and their spies and their operatives so that nobody spies on the liberty movement and they know not to do that. And you go after the actual leaders. And I'm not saying do that. I'm just simply saying you're all been programmed to hate the police by the media and say they're the enemy and say go out and kill the police so that it's this background noise with the left and even the right. So that when things kick off, that's the classic confrontation that happens. That's an idiotic attack. That's an idiotic response. That's moronic. You don't want to be seen. You don't want to be known. You, like a wolf, want to come in and go out. And that's not what's going to happen. Nobody's going to blow anything up. I'm not going to blow anything up. We need to stop that. You don't need to fantasize about war and fantasize about death. I'm simply saying, there's only like 1,000 kingpins in this whole eugenics operation. And so if they start a physical war and all that stuff degrades and falls apart, in the doctrine of victory, you cut the head off the snake. And the head is not Joe Biden. Joe Biden is a complete puppet put up there to take all the heat like an old shield while the globalists are stabbing us with a sword. They've got a big red shield like we're a dumb bull. And the bull's hitting the shield and not hitting them. So it's so much fun to attack Biden, the whole media and the left's against him. Oh, we got to get rid of him all this. So that all the evil that's happening doesn't get blamed on Democrats. It all gets blamed on Joe Biden. No, it's the Democratic Party. It's the globalists that control them. It's the neocons like Mitt Romney defending them. It's the establishment that is overseeing this destruction of our republic and this takeover because they all think they're going to get life extension technology out of it. They're all being promised all this new stuff and these new clone bodies they're going to get. That was all project that Jeffrey Epstein was running and eugenics and secret birthing programs. I told you that over 10 years ago. People found the clips. They tell the archivists find those again. I was trying to find them last night. And I said, they are doing secret cloning programs. They're running eugenics. Epstein's job is to go corrupt the scientists to get them on board in secret projects. And I know for a fact they have produced clones of Oprah Winfrey and Bill Gates and a bunch of these people. And those folks don't even know, man, I look a lot like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Man, I look a lot like Oprah Winfrey. I sure look a lot like Bill Gates. And they're 15, 20, 30 years old, 10 years old, 5 years old, living out their lives in communities with people they think are their parents. And the parents don't even know who they've got. They're told, this is a very gifted child that was in a program. You're working with, and those people know. They tell anybody, they talk about it, they're dead just like that. I had the head of New York Emergency Management, the deputy head on, about Building 7 and how there were bombs in it, the CIA, he was dead 2 weeks after he was on. Of course, we talked to the neighbors. They loaded everything up in vans. He did a witness protection program and changed his name, but he was lucky. Barry Jennings. So I live in the real world. I live in the real fight against the New World Order. And I'll tell you what's really going on, and it's incredible. Or you can believe left-wing fantasies and all the weird garbage they put, or right-wing fantasies. But I'm going to ask the question again, and we'll come back with the news. What do we get Rand Paul and the other few good senators we've got? Because if they come out against the globalists and admit this is a globalist takeover and a great reset and read their quotes on air, everyone will rally behind them. Bolsonaro conservatively had 10 million people rally in Brazil yesterday. Millions in their capital city. We'll show you that footage when we come back. And he's out there saying, it's a new world order. Foreign megabanks create communism, destroy your family. They will poison you. They will, they're coming after you. Don't trust them. New world order. And he quotes it all, and they all learn about it, and they unify, and the military and police are behind them. And they're winning. They already stabbed him to death. He said, I'm going to have victory or death. We're going to defeat the new world order, global communists, or I'm going to die trying. That's the spirit. I salute Bolsonaro.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back live on the vaunted Alex Jones Show. Thank you so much for joining us today. Next segment, I'm going to get into the bottom of the rabbit hole of who these people really are and what they're setting up and where it's all going and their own admissions of their plan to depopulate you and your family. What about some solutions in fighting back right now? But tying into that is just knowing science. Fauci and all these globalists know that the general public does not even have basic understanding of immunity or learned immunity. They don't have basic understandings of virology. And so it's very easy to lie to them. And the fact that they would have the Surgeon General and others get up and say that you can't get immunity naturally from COVID or it's not very good is like saying fish don't need water to live. Oh, you don't want to get fish near water. They don't live in water. Or bears don't live in the woods. Or birds don't fly in the sky. Or birds don't live in trees. Or, you know, tigers don't have stripes. It's fire engines aren't red. Grass isn't green. Families aren't good. I mean, I've got articles here where the federal government's officially saying that the Constitution and Bill of Rights are racist and bad and have added trigger warnings to them. That's a step before they remove them. So this is a takeover. This is an assault on everything you are for a horrible authoritarian corporate system that'll make the communist Chinese look like sweethearts. And so they've asked Xi Jinping to kill more people, control more people. He's doing a lot of really mean stuff. You know, Xi Jinping came out and said, "No, we're having 3 kids now. And we're not going to attack the family. We're not going to feminize our men. And, yeah, we're not going to take your vaccine that poisons people." And Soros is flipping out saying, you know, we need to attack China. Not because it's a communist state. Not because it's taking over Hong Kong or Taiwan. He supports all that. No. But because they're saying no to his operation to kill people because he's a damn devil worshiper. Xi Jinping just wants the Chinese to take over the world. An old-fashioned, you know, Hitlerian idea. So that's where we are. But here's a fact. There are normally hundreds and hundreds of new strains of the coronavirus, the whole SARS type family, every year. And so all these governments, the Chinese, the U.S., the Russians, everybody's been doing it. It's very dangerous. Have been mixing these things together to try to create bioweapons. It's what they do. And the cover's always, oh, we're testing this in case somebody else makes it. So Fauci, in the public documents, combines 5 of these. It's old news, but even more has come out. Just cherries on top. And they create things that will kill many more people and that spread way faster. They call it the Doomsday Virus or Disease X. Then they come out and they say, oh, we've got the Delta. Oh, we got the Mu. Oh, we've got the, oh, it's even more deadly. And as they get more vaccines that do knock out more viruses, it only lets the really powerful ones survive. You know, it's like cockroaches. You can spray cockroaches with any type of poison you can imagine. But there's always some that are going to live. And then they procreate, and then they're totally immune to your poison. And that's why most pesticides don't work anymore. Well, viruses and bacteria are the same way. And they know this. And it's why in every animal group they've ever given cold vaccines to, within a few years of giving it, you get super viruses that kill, in the case of Merrick's disease, 100% of the chickens. And in that doomsday clip we played first hour of Fauci in 2012, talking about a doomsday virus he made, admitting gain of function, they try to play it down, but the admission is the gain of function. They talk about birds dying because they're all talking about what they've done. They're not stupid. So when you give humans 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 shots a year, like they're saying, it's going to create super viruses. So COVID-19 was bad if you could catch it. Very hard to catch it. But then it mutated into Delta, which they knew they'd get a mutation like this. That spreads way worse. And that's it. Now 99% plus of the cases worldwide are Delta. And now they're starting booster shots. And now they're going to make one for Delta. And then now you're going to get something even worse, and you're going to get Merrick's disease in humans. And I've had research scientists like Dr. McCullough in studio agreeing with me on that. That's what this is. They're making us create the doomsday virus. They're creating a Merrick's disease type operation against us. So what is the solution? Brazil is the most populous country in South America. It has the most resources. It's the largest country. And I've never been down there, but I know folks have been there. They're great people. Bolsonaro, I'm not bragging. It just shows the success of this show to the listeners. We woke up Joe Rogan. You see that now. We woke up Tucker Carlson. You see that now. We woke up Bolsonaro 15 years ago. He began listening to my show. I met his son, who's a member of their Congress. And probably be president someday. They don't kill him, too. They just stab his dad in public, as you've seen. And he said, come to Brazil right now. Interview my father. I've been so busy, I've not been able to do it. But you know, we met him at CPAC last year in D.C., or outside D.C. So there it is. That's the power. He was a general. He was involved in intelligence operations. He already knew most of the stuff. He heard my show about globalists. He researched it. He understood already a lot of it about the IMF World Bank. And he got elected into government and then president. And now he's got 10 million people in the streets because they know election fraud's coming with their electronic voting machines. And they know the vaccines are tainted. And they know the globalists want to keep their country closed. And Brazil is saying no. And now they didn't take the vaccine in mass. They don't have the big spikes like we do. Neither does Sweden and a bunch of other countries. But the countries that do have the highest vaccination rate, like Israel, look at this. There's Sweden compared to Israel's on death and illnesses hundreds of times. And now I've got clips coming up in the U.S., in Israel, in the U.K. We even have the West Virginia governor admitting the majority of the deaths are in the vaccinated. That's now confirmed. See, first, oh, it'll totally protect you. Well, it won't protect you. You just won't get really sick. Oh, actually, it'll kill you worse. And everybody I know that works in hospitals are saying, we're told not to tell people when they've been vaccinated that, oh, you're in here from vaccine sickness, but they basically test positive for COVID. And we're told don't chart it as COVID. Because they don't want the vaccinated to know you're not sick from COVID. You're sick from the vaccine. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is just incredible. Yeah, show some of the Bolsonaro clips with some of the sound. I mean, I know we don't speak Portuguese, but here it is. See the incredible footage. And by the way, I've been asked by people, why do you pay for satellites to hit Europe and Africa and areas of Asia? Why do you pay for 100,000 watt shortwave WWCR, $11,000 a month, 6 hours a day that broadcasts around the world that have much U.S. listeners? Because it ain't about money. It's always about minds winning against the globalists, a programming future. This show, Bolsonaro's number one sign, you know, the sign, says, you woke my father up, you helped launch the whole revolution in Brazil. I've had Nigel Farage on the show say that 5 times. So I want all of you to know, you did that. We don't care about getting the Brazilians money. We care about stopping the globalists and living together and going to space. We want to live with Brazil's children, under God, with us, and all God's children. It's about God, family, and country.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda. We've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality, storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
NBC and CNN now. That's the key. Then the people will support you. Yeah, they're out of ammo. I mean, just 10 years ago, they'd put out stories against me, and it would have a big effect. It would hurt us. Now, they put out their lies, and people have experienced so many lies, they just don't believe any of it. And none of it's ever true. They put out articles all the time that are completely 100% false. We call it the Wall Street Journal. We go, your MarketWatch article says I lost a lawsuit for writing a book called Nobody Died at Sandy Hook. We didn't write that book. I'm not in that book. Jim Fetzer wrote that. And they just go, sue us if you want. Then people ask me, well, then why do you believe mainstream news? Well, I know when it's political and I know when it's not. I know when it's from another 10 sources and then I read that article and go, okay, that's accurate. Most of the people in the New York Times and Washington Post aren't even lying. They're usually reporting on something that really isn't political. So they'll tell you, you know, this is what the sports team did or this is the Christmas tree this year sponsored by whatever. But when it gets to guns or families or abortion or borders or globalism, you can bet they're lying to you. But, you know, more and more they're not just lying. They're shifting where they go, yeah, America really is bad. We should get rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. It was written by racists. Here it is today. Harmful language trigger warning added to U.S. Constitution at the National Archive website. There's discussions of not letting you read it, why it's so evil. That's how they kill your culture. That's how they kill the idea of those freedoms. That if people demand those, that's it for their New World Order. Because that Bill of Rights, that Constitution, is diametrically opposed to their agenda. So how do you get folks to throw away their birthright of guns and private property and mobility and open society? Well, you found a group called the Open Society that wages war against open society. George Soros. You become the counterfeit. That's what they've done. Now, I said I'd hit this segment, but the next segment's actually a minute longer. I'm going to do this next segment. The bottom of the pit, Hollywood actress puts Hillary Clinton on notice. You represent no flag, no country, no soul. You eat hope. You twist minds. I've been in a hotel room with you and your husband, and here comes the bomb. Yep, Rose McGowan got passed around by these people, and she's found her soul and found the truth. And she exposed and brought down Weinstein. Now she's setting her sights on the Clintons, and you know they're going to try to kill her. But we're in a different era now. You can't kill us all. That's what Bolsonaro said in another speech. He's already been stabbed with a big old butcher knife through a couple of his organs, tougher than hell, lived through it, pierced a bunch of organs. He said victory or death a month ago. He said, we're either going to save this country and defeat the global communist, or I'm going to die trying. And that's the spirit that founded Texas. That's the spirit that founded America. By the way, grab the clip for next hour or after that. I was on the Owen show yesterday. They have these weird goon police now at the Texas Alamo. And they turn into politically correct Texas bashing facility. And they make you wear a mask when you're on the property or go into it and are really rude. So we need the governor to enforce that over the Alamo. They're violating his executive order. And we need these idiots thrown off there. They need to move to North Korea. Yeah, there's the footage. But Bolsonaro just came out and said, Brazilians must not be sissies about coronavirus and all of us are going to die one day. And he needs to go further, which I know he's done. The Delta variant that's 1,000 times more viral and spreads like easy is from the Indian vaccine. The Indians admit it. They stopped their vaccine. It caused this. It worked too good. It knocked out almost all dozens and dozens of current cold viruses that weren't even COVID-19. It knocked it out. But it created a super virus. That's why they never did it. Damn it. And there's more reports just came out on ivermectin. Ivermectin, South African medics and doctors using unproven drug, BBC, to treat it. Really, it's used all over Africa. It's used all over Asia. The Japanese government has endorsed it. I just showed you all these studies. But BBC, the same folks tell you pedophilia is good. They tell you don't do it. Those bad Africans. Another huge study, The Guardian. The Guardian told the truth. Wow, that's bizarre. Huge study supporting ivermectin as COVID treatment withdrawal over clinical concerns. Yeah, the UK saying you can't have it. Israel says you can't have it. Countries that have ivermectin, we've shown you the graphs. In fact, I sent that to you the other day, and I forgot to show it. Show the African graph of countries that use ivermectin. They have basically no COVID. Those that don't, huge COVID. And it shows the graphs. It shows Africa. It's the same thing with Israel. So all you get is the deadly vaccine. Look at Israel and death and disease. They just started the booster shot there, so you can see that spiked even more. What happened everywhere else? Oh, Sweden doesn't take shots. Sweden doesn't, you know, Sweden got learned immunity, even in the bioweapon, and they're fine. Oh, here's another one. Despite 95% vaccination rate at Cornell University, today has five times more COVID cases than it did this time last year. The country has three to four times, but they have five times because they took the shot. And it lowers your regular immune system, and then the new variant, well, you know what happens. And it goes on and on. And on. Only a few months ago, the Ministry of Health claimed that Pfizer vaccine was 99% effective preventing COVID mortality. Today, that claim was dangerous misinformation, they said. Using the mortality rate, we now know and hypothesize how really effective all these vaccines are. And you can see the mortality rate off the chart. Looks like they actually cause you to die and create negative protection. But oh, here it is, the vaccine-resistant new variant spreads to 49 states as Delta-driven summer wave peaks. No, it's not Delta-driven. It's vaccine virus mutation-driven. That's a fact. That's virology. So you wear your little diaper mask and you take your little shots. Well, the top story is Fauci in 2012 in video admitted they did gain a function to create a super flu that would be known as a doomsday flu. That if it got in the lungs of lab animals, killed 95% of them. Oh, but that's okay. There's all the other articles about him admitting gain of function. We'll play some of that next hour. When Dr. Francis Boyle, the author of the U.S. Bioweapons Law, former top U.N. war crimes prosecutor and expert on the Nuremberg Code and U.S. law, joins us to talk about the documents that came out yesterday, the 900 pages, where Fauci specifically orders the gain of function and the creation of COVID-19, and I've got all those documents. Guys, I had it at home, but when you go to the Zero Hedge article or our article that had Zero Hedge, put the two links, and don't print all 900 pages, but print me a bunch, where it says print here and here, the two document rows. You know what? Screw it. Print. We got a big industrial printer. Print me 900 pages. Print it all. Print it all. That'll be easier for me to read than on a screen. I've been trying to read it at home, and I scanned over 500 pages last night. So print that sucker. All 900 pages for me, please. Okay, we're going to break. I want listeners to know we have got, the cavalry has arrived. This is a new super product that is so strong and so amazing. Be very careful, and I'd take the half recommended dose at first, so you know, because it's got double the natural caffeine that BrainForce Plus has. It's got a whole bunch of herbs and known compounds that just turbocharge the body. Guarara seed, alpha GPC, green coffee bean, Eleuthera root, yerba mate, and it's got quercetin, green tea leaves, ginkgo leaf, ashwagandha root, and so much more. It is Brain Force Ultra. A limited supply came in. It's going to sell out in 5-6 days at current sales rate, which is a bummer. We did a small order because we're low on funds, but we're going to put in a big order now. But get it while you can at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, discount out of the gates right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Big Pharma is trying to kill everybody and trying to suppress treatments. And the truth is you telling friends, neighbors, family, perfect strangers, co-workers, hey, you've heard about the demonized Alex Jones. Well, here's the URL right on the back of a napkin, on the back of a piece of paper, on a back of your business card, freeworldnews.tv. Because that's the current URL we've had for like 5 months that isn't banned by Twitter and Facebook, and where you're able to share the links via that. But you can share any of the links on your private email, your text messages, your word of mouth. That's king. And that's why they don't want you protesting. They don't want you in the street. They've had in Australia, New Zealand, and Canada, and the UK, government leaders, criminals, say, we don't want to allow demonstrations in the lockdown because people will talk and they'll get disinformation. You mean we'll organize against your martial law takeover? This is all being done ladies and gentlemen. This is all being carried out because you have this criminal, out-of-control, psychotic, and sociopathic elite that are in control of the major corporations, that are in control of the banks, and their Ponzi scheme of thousands of trillions of fake dollars and other currencies is coming down. And they need a global great reset to convince you it's your fault and that you're going to have nothing and own nothing. And there's going to be a new global currency and digital system tied to your phone, tied to your medical credit app that will then be based on carbon taxes that will track and trace and control everything you do and everywhere you go. And that's their admission. So that's being rolled out all over the British Empire. This isn't a British conspiracy, but the British Empire was the most powerful system in the world until the end of World War II. It then merged with the United States. And we became the global empire of this system. And we've had our energy and our wealth transferred out. We had over half the wealth in 1950. Now we've got like 20% of it. To not empower the world, but to put the globalist in charge. And so now they've been caught corrupting people with money, with drugs, with payoffs, with pedophilia. To get in the globalist club, you've got to engage in the pedophilia, even if you don't like it, so they, quote, can trust you. And that's what Jeffrey Epstein did. That's what these other groups did. And it's come out in the British intelligence does this. Elements of the CIA do this. It's all been declassified. They put pedophiles in charge all over Afghanistan because that was groups and organizations that, again, they controlled. So here's an article out today. Hollywood actress is the top trending story. Puts Hillary Clinton on notice. You represent no flag, no country, no soul. You eat hope. That's a great way of saying it. You twist minds. I have been in a hotel room with you and your husband, and here comes the bomb. So Rose McGowan brought down Harvey Weinstein. Well, it's well known that Oprah Winfrey would, from our sources that have been dead on, it's come out now, have sex with these women. And you know, Oprah admittedly was a prostitute when she was 12 years old, and when you're abused as a child, you tend to abuse others. She's had men as beards. I don't hate her because she's a lesbian. But I do dislike her because she's a eugenicist. She wants world government. She runs weird cults with John of God and weird cults in Africa. And it's just bringing in the poisons and the vaccines and all of it. She's the black face of the New World Order. She's the only black person allowed in these UN Bill Gates depopulation meetings that have been in the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, what heroes they are in the good club, forming a world government to depopulate. Rose McGowan goes on and says, you're a monster, Oprah. I know what you've done. I'm going to expose you. I've been in a hotel room with the Clintons. I'm going to expose you. You're going down. You helped your husband rape women. She tells Hillary Clinton, unfortunately for Hillary, she is Rose McGowan's next target. And the Me Too activist and former Charmed actress may be the one person who has the courage to take on the mob boss of the Clinton crime family. You are the enemy of what's good, right and moral. You represent no flag, no country, no soul. You eat hope. You twist minds, she tweeted. And then she landed an ominous warning for women who, for decades, have stood idly by, allowing her husband to prey on women, knowing full well that her sexual predator husband was the ticket to her ultimate dream of becoming president of the United States. McGowan concluded her message by saying to Hillary, I've been in a hotel room with you and your husband, and here comes the bomb. Full article is at Infowars.com. Now let's run quick to this stack. I'm going to do a special report probably this weekend just on this stack, but let me just tell you what's in it. Here's the Week publication. The Jeffrey Epstein case is why people believe Pizzagate. They created Pizzagate and had the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, CNN say it was a pizza place using 4chan to divert to the pizza place instead of the WikiLeaks that had all the admissions of Wiener and Epstein and all of them doing Aleister Crowley rituals, sex rings, kids in hot tubs, all of it. Okay? So yeah. But then they use that to divert off of it again. And again, look at Newsom. He's into all this stuff from our intel. Women are smarter in politics, smarter in civics. They're smarter in economics. Women rule. That's just pandering to women. They totally exploit and control women. Trudeau, you need to do the counter secession and turn it into a she covering. Other parties don't talk about feminism. They don't talk about the impact of women on this crisis. It's just all sophistry. It's all manipulation. It's all pandering. And Ghislaine Maxwell's prosecutors ordered to disclose names of her alleged sex abuse co-conspirators. And it goes on from there. And the judge is ordering all of those names released by the FBI. Of course, that may be because the FBI is just going to remove the names off of there. But that's how all these blackmail rings work. Just look at the pathetic scum these people are. Here's another one. Leftists look to Satanists as last best hope to save abortion in Texas. The Satanists file cases saying killing babies is their sacrament, which it is. The Democrats now say Satanists are our last great hope. Oh, my gosh, they're our party. They're our people. Yes, they're really nice. Satanists challenge Texas abortion law, argue religious freedom to kill babies. Actually, oh, now it's a baby. Satan works mysterious ways. And then it just goes on. Now, let's move into the larger issues here of what's really going on. Great Reset, UN orders 10-year-old deadline. So the UN comes out and orders 10-year deadline for Australia to shut down entire coal industry to fight climate change. And they're now trying to put us under that agreement as well, and they're over our medicine. And again, who runs the UN? These same Satanists, these same pedophiles, these same control freaks. And if they can turn off your energy, they can turn off everything. China says they're not going to follow it. Neither is India. Local news station refuses to retract ivermectin fake news. Don't know how that got in the pile. Now, this is key. Personal carbon allowances revisited. That's out of Nature's Journal of Sustainability. And it says, on your phone, using the new COVID trackers, tax everybody by the mile, tell people when they can leave their house, where they can go, what they can do with the carbon credit system. And again, that's being proposed all over the place. That's how they lay this out. Then we shift gears into these articles. Pentagon document lays out plans to battle against zombies. CNN, 2014. Here's another one. Foreign policy. The Pentagon has a plan to stop zombies. Apocalypse, seriously. Then Amazon has a zombie apocalypse collapse in its terms of service, its act of God section. Why is that? Because the Pentagon doesn't train to mow down millions of starving Americans. Within 10 days, people become like zombies. They're not literally zombies, but they act like them, unless they're extremely moral people. Then they usually commit suicide en masse. But that's what the Japanese would do, and I'm not saying that's a good thing. But here, it'll be a time bomb, like army ants going out, like the movie The Road. And so to cover up their training to use helicopters to nerve gas us and machine gun us, once they turn the food and infrastructure off, once it collapses, the Pentagon again calls it a zombie apocalypse, but that's really the Agenda 2030 collapse after the virus they're going to release and other viruses they release cause the breakdown of hospitals, the breakdown of society. After the globalists turn off the pipelines, turn off the nuclear reactors, turn everything off, it then will slowly degrade into a giant depopulation event. And here's the official CDC plan, preparedness for a zombie apocalypse. And that's just some of the stack. I'll get more to that when we come back, but I think you're starting to get a very good idea about what's going on here. They're preparing for mass death, and they're triggering the system that is going to bring that into place. All right, more straight ahead with the smoking gun documents on Fauci.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.